I can't wait to have a job. Then I can give money to church too. Maybe there's other things I can do until then.
Yes, no matter how much money you have, you can always give something to others. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Have you ever heard of budgeting your money? That's where you decide ahead of time how you'll spend your money that you earn. Now, you might decide to spend some on candy or snacks at the store, or even to save some. Most importantly, you can decide to give some back to God at church. But even when you don't have money, you can always give the gift of your service to others. Hebrews 13:6 says, "Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." And now our story today, it's called Balancing the Budget. "Mom, what exactly are you doing?" asked Jimmy. "I'm balancing our budget," Mom answered as she looked up from her computer. "But why is it taking so long?" Jimmy whined. "You said you'd take me to the park this morning." He already waited for what felt like hours. "I know, Jimmy. I'm almost done," Mom smiled at him. "Your dad and I believe it's important to make wise decisions with the money God has given us, and doing that takes time." Mom turned the laptop around and showed Jimmy the screen. "Look here," she said as she clicked open a new spreadsheet. She typed in some numbers and a total popped down at the bottom. "Pretend this $20 is how much your dad and I made this month. We were able to make all our payments," she said as she highlighted some numbers in red, "and add money for other projects we're saving up for." Mom then hit enter and the bottom number turned green. "The amount that we made this month was more than the amount that we spent and saved, which is good." "Oh, so you just add and subtract like I do in math class?" Jimmy asked. "Yes, I suppose it's just addition and subtraction, but there's one more thing that we need to factor in." Mom highlighted three lines on her spreadsheet. "These are the places that we donate to as a family. Since our money is a blessing from God, your dad and I believe it's important to use it to show others God's love and help build up His kingdom. Jesus gave us the greatest gift of all when He died for our sins to give us eternal life. So giving to others to show them His love is an important part of our monthly budget." "I can't wait to have a job one day so I'll be able to give too," said Jimmy. "Well, even if you don't have money to give, you can still share other gifts God has given you with others," said Mom. "Like your time and energy, those are blessings from God too." Jimmy thought for a moment. "Like help out at the food pantry after school?" Mom nodded. "Exactly. That's one way we could give together as a family. Now, let's go to the park." So how about you? How do you view the money and other blessings God has given you and your family? Do you share those blessings with others? God has given all of us everything we have, including different amounts of money, time, and energy. He wants us to enjoy what He's given us and also share those gifts with others. So what are some ways you or your family could give money, time, or energy to show people God's love? Our key verse is Hebrews 13:16.
"Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased."
And our key thought today, share your blessings with others. Hey, I just wanted to give a big congratulations to everyone who's taken part in my Word with Zach summer reading program. And an extra special high five if you're on track to finish all 3 months of reading. And I wanted to let you know that you can get the brand new Word with Zach pin for your backpack just in time to go back to school. When your family donates any amount to support the reading program, I'll send you one of this year's special pins. Donate now and find out how you can get a personal video message from me when you go to wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.